Wisconsin ranks 43rd among states in yearly Medicare payments per Medicare enrollees. Wisconsin is about $1,300 below the national average. Local hospitals and doctors groups are complaining about the reimbursement gap. Leo Bredeau is president and CEO of Columbia St. Mary's Health System in Milwaukee. Bredeau says for this year alone, Medicare payments will fall about $11 million short of what it takes to care for the patients.
So we're subsidizing that care to a very significant amount. And that gap has been growing over the past several years. And for this coming year, there are additional reductions that are part of the Balanced Budget Act that was passed in 1997 that will take for Columbia Hospital alone another $2.5 million out.
Bredeau says his hospitals don't want to trim the quality of care, so he says local businesses and workers who pay for health insurance are helping bridge the funding gap. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold says some long-term aid may be on the way. The Senate Budget Committee has just passed an amendment co-sponsored by Feingold that calls for Medicare funding equity between the states to be considered as part of any larger package of Medicare reform. Feingold acknowledges the idea may have a hard time in the House of Representatives, where members from big and better-funded states like Florida, New York, and California may object to sharing the wealth.
But, you know, I have found, you know, it's a hard lesson of life. Every part of life, every institution, the squeaky wheel gets the attention. And in a very, not particularly eloquent way, all I can say is we have to start squeaking on this until it drives people crazy.
Some lawmakers in other states say they deserve higher reimbursements because their patients need more services. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.